the satellite. Body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve.
Welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild, possibly. It's episode 642, recorded on Monday, May 18th, 2026. It is 86 degrees and sunny and super windy in Chubbland, where it is, you're not going to believe this, only 7 days until Memorial Day. Woohoo! Get the pool ready. It is also 166 days till Halloween. What are you going as this year? Do you know yet?
Probably a heat miser.
Ooh, at least you have the hair to do it. I would love to see you dye that. Just some bright red and yeah.
Yeah, yesterday I looked like Doc Brown.
Aw, he was
which
so
is appropriate because Back to the Future is playing in Sacramento this week.
Yay! And you're going, right?
Tomorrow night. Wednesday night.
Yay! That'll be fun for you. It is also 221 days until Christmas, and we know Tom has done his shopping, and I have actually gotten two things, I believe, for my shopping done. I don't know. I'm just on it. Anyway, let's take a moment to celebrate an affirmation. Take a deep breath. I honor my hunger, my pleasure, and my intuition.
I don't understand any of these that you.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I guess because you're fat, you're gonna be hungry, and then your pleasure because you've eaten the lovely chicken strips, hopefully, and then afterward you celebrate with your intuition that you want more. There you go. Well, before we jump into, let's go ahead and do this. So, Patreon. Patreon offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like My Life in Fragments podcast, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ, Stossage, Franz, Univaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix, Dave, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/mattburlingame to find out how you can become a member of our family for as little as a dollar a month. And we want to point out our fabulous rebrand. We have new artwork on the sites and our pod art and our Patreon and all sorts of fun things like that. Yay! So take a look at the bright, beautiful colors. And so
it was funny when you were, when I said, a different model, I was referring to us.
that we should be on it?
Well, that we should use our faces.
Yeah, I tried that, but yeah, it's better to use the other model. Anyway, all right.
Okay.
No, I got you, but yeah. But let's celebrate some day. No, let's not celebrate. Let's learn about what happened on May 18th throughout history, starting in 1652 when Rhode Island became the first American colony to pass a law of abolishing slavery. Good for them. Seriously. Then in 1896, the U.S. Supreme Court issued the famous Plessy versus Ferguson. Ruling upholding racial segregation under separate but equal Oh, well, that could have been 2026 as well. 1910, Halley's Comet passes close to Earth, brushing the planet with its tail.
I've done that before.
I've noticed your brushing. So, and then we have 1927, the Bath School disaster in Michigan becomes the deadliest school attack in US history. In 1980, Mount St. Helens erupts in Washington state, killing 57 people, boy, and is one of the North America's most destructive volcanic eruptions. And my uncle and his family were actually in, like, they lived in, like, right under the volcano when it happened. So they got the hell out of Dodge. In 1981, the first published report about what would later become known as AIDS appears in the New York Native, which is why today we have, okay, thank you, Nephi, is why today is National AIDS Vaccine Awareness Day, because we have had people that, like, literally have been cured, but, you know. Current regime. We'll just leave it at that. All right, 1981. Yes, that was many years ago. 19 or 2013, France legalizes same-sex marriage. We love you, France. All right, celebrity births that happened on May 18th that you may have known of: Bertrand Russell, 1872, philosopher and Nobel Prize winner. Reggie Jackson, 1946. Rick Wakeman, the keyboardist for Yes. Mark Mothersbaugh, or Bach, I don't know. Musician and co-founder of Devo. George Strait, the country music superstar, and Tina Fey, the comedian, writer, and actress, who was born in 1970, just like me, which makes her awesome. Anyway, and also older than me. So lots of recording artists and bands. It was pretty cool. Oh, there were a couple celebrity deaths. Chris Cornell, the singer and for Soundgarden and Audioslave, and also Pope John the First, which was from 526. He was an early Catholic pope and saint. Sure he was. All righty, Roo. Let's move on to this day in. Oh, we just did that. Never mind. Let's see if we celebrate any holidays. And of course, we are having issues with our Trello today. Let's see here. How do I do this? Holidays, is it just going to come up? Oh, there we go. Yay. Yay for internet browsing history. All right. Today is, well, as I said, HIV Vaccine Awareness Day. It's also I Love Reese's Day. Do you love Reese's?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. So delicious. All right, it's also International Museum Day. When's the last time you went to a museum?
Well, not like a major museum, but usually on vacation we end up in some, one
Oh,
room
beach
museum kind of
museum.
thing, so.
Oh, look, it's the history of the surfboard.
Yeah, exactly.
Mother Whistler Day. We know that that is a famous art piece, I believe. It's National Cheese Souffle Day. Have you ever made a cheese souffle?
Yes.
Well, I have not. I'm that's too much for me to attempt. I'll flatten that thing as soon as it comes out. Anyway, it's also National Speech Pathologist Day. That's very good. We need that. National Visit Your Relatives Day. No, thank you. I visited one relative in the other room, and that was enough. It's no dirty dishes day. Do you have any dishes in your sink right now?
I don't know.
I don't.
Oh yeah, there's at least a couple plates.
Nope. I do our dishes several times a day.
Oh, you're so efficient.
Yeah, it's just one of my weird things. It's very calming actually for me to do dishes. All right, send an electronic greeting card day. No, thank you. Okay, World AIDS Vaccine Day.
Which mean
HIV
it.
Vaccine Awareness Day, World AIDS Vaccine Day. Apparently, they couldn't, come together to do it all. So there you go. Hey, let's throw in a couple things just for the month. It's National Osteoporosis Awareness and Prevention Month. Do you have osteoporosis?
No.
Okay. It's also National Prom Graduation Safety Month. Interesting. And let's figure out another one here to throw in. Oh, it's National Mediterranean Diet Month. Have you tried that?
Well, we are Mediterranean climate, so we are basically eating like they would in places like Italy, so.
Okay, we'll go with that. That works. All right, let's go ahead and head over to birthdays if the internet cooperates. And la 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 la, nothing like things working like they should. Okay, let's see if this works. Thank you for bearing with us, people. Okay, today's birthdays. There we go. Happy birthday to Jeremiah, Michael, and Kim. Also, upcoming birthdays. Oh, wait. Oh, look, there's Sean. Aw. I love how sometimes Facebook will throw out, not only the, say this to him, but it will also say, it'll have like pictures of from your memories, and so it has a picture of you, me, and Sean when we were at Pride 48. That's so cute. Also, happy birthday to Rebecca Ney, formerly of Tranny Rec Radio. Then we have Mr. Roger, Jonathan, Sheldon. We have Kevin Leonard, who we worked with as Miss Hedwig. We also have Remo, Dilly, David, Tim. We know Tim, Tim in Alaska. We also have Mike, Margaret, Rob, Gary, Mike, and Wendy Cameron, the naughty nanny. Oh, it's been a long time since we heard from her. I wonder how she's doing. All right. And hopefully nobody's going to send a message in and say, oh, didn't you hear? I hate that. All right, what do we got next? What do we do? What's going on? Oh, it's time for Chub Hugs. You got any Chub Hugs? I think the internet is about to go down. Tom is frozen. Is this going to restart? Is it just going to do what it's going to do? What are you doing to me, internet? I don't want. Well, I guess we're back. Isn't that lovely and nice? Oh, look. The direction of your hair has changed, probably from the wind. Let's see, where were we? We were at birthdays somewhere, somehow. No, we finished birthdays. We're on Chub Hugs. I want to send a Chub Hug out to Tom's hair. At some point, it has to decide what it wants to be when it grows up.
Styled.
All right, how about you? What you got? Oh, you know, one more ripple kick out to Lurie Dean. He was sick this week, so sick that he actually stayed home from work and did all that. So, hope that he is well and back on the mend. Okay, what you got?
Well, probably mostly just God. I just can't stand hearing his voice. You know who I'm
Oh, I
talking
know.
about. It's just, it's
Lurie Dean's
so,
voice is just.
it's just, there's just a snarky assholeness to it that I just don't want to hear. And it's really making it rough watching my news programs because they always have clips. And it's just like I get like 3 seconds in, I have to speed through it. So all of us who are like
This
having a
entire
problem with
world is
that.
going to have PTSD. This entire whoever's alive now is going to have PTSD from this whole
Oh yeah.
shit for the rest of their
Absolutely.
lives. What was I going to say? Oh, that I was just waiting for him when he called that reporter a dumb person. You knew it was right on. I was just waiting for him to say the B word, girl. That would have been just viral, and nothing would have happened from it.
No.
But it would have been one of those clips you're just like, oh, there it is. Full display. Dementia Donnie. Okay. So yeah, there we go. Anyway, feedback. Sean wrote in and said the Thriller album, the songs, the videos were unstoppable at the time, a true cultural juggernaut. I don't think there's been anything like it since. Absolutely agree. I mean, I can think of, tons of performers like Madonna and Gaga and these like major celebs, but really the
It was a cultural event. It really was. It was
Yeah.
something that everyone knew about it. It was something that everybody was having fun with. And I think that's the other thing, is that the not just the album, but the song itself was so much fun.
Yeah, and people still know the dance and do it
Oh,
in like, group things around the holiday.
it is it, in the month of October. It is the Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas of December. It's scary that a few songs have captured the charts year in and year out. So yeah, but yeah, I'd love. It was just I just remember I sat and watched the 8 o'clock. On
Premiere.
MTV, remember, because there was no computers, so there was no internet at that point. You had to wait for it to show up, and that was scheduled. They're going to debut the Thriller video, and we're thinking, what do you mean? How? And then you come to find out that it's like 20 minutes long. What? So yeah, it was fun. I mean, you could say another dance craze like the Margarita, but I wouldn't know what those two guys looked like that sang the song.
Well, yeah, and what, and they burned out. I like the songs
Yeah.
just burn out, but Thriller is Thriller.
It, right. Well, you cannot go to a major party and not have somebody set up a dance, a Thriller, where they've been practicing, and they're three friends, and they're all doing the dance, and it's which is fun, because it was fun. I had such a good time with it, and I'm glad to see that it's something that's lasted.
All right. Well, now it is time for some celebrity deaths.
First up, Rex Reed. First of all, cannot believe Rex Reed was still alive.
I know. That
I
kind of
thought
surprised me, actually.
he had been dead for years. He died at 87. During the 60s and 70s, he was right up there with the Warhol and all the Studio 54, the Gossip, the Truman Capote. Everything that was that time period, and he was right there in it. Also, let's see, Revenge of the Star, get I can do this. Revenge of the Nerds star, Donald Gibb, who played Ogre, died this week at 71. Let's see, Claudine Lange, who was married to Andy Williams, but she's famously married to Andy Williams, but she also shot and killed skier Spider Savage, which was huge. It was an accident. It was an accident. And it was such a scandal. Anyway, she died at 84 years old. And then Dr. Hook legend Dennis Le Corey,
No idea.
he was lead singer, or one of the singers, I should say. He died at 76 years old. It's weird that he was 76, because I remember, Dr. Hook songs when I was, like in junior high. So that would only put him, well, that's 10 years older. So, I guess it's weird because I always kind of picture musical people as not being, in their teens and early 20s. Yeah, I always think of them as being older, but.
Yeah, I get that. It's kind of like Corey Hart. Looking back, and I'm just like, oh yeah, he was just so old. He was older, and he was so, and I'm like, he was only like 22. I mean, he was a
Yeah.
baby. So, all right. We have Tom's week.
Well, let's see. Survivor 50. We steadily have been losing all of the really fun people, and now it's just all the schemers are kind of hanging out. We lost Ozzy and we lost Cherie, so that was tough. Because though you when you're watching these kind of shows, if you it's like when we're watching the cooking the baking shows, if we get a favorite person, we're really gung-ho to see them win, and when they get thrown out, then all of a sudden it's not so much fun anymore. So that's kind of how I'm feeling with this. The culinary competition over on CBS with Padma, they finished up. They found a winner, but the prize was like $1 million. So that was a, yeah, you don't usually get those in these baking shows. Okay. Let's see. Running Point over on Netflix, which is Kate Hudson, was picked up for a season 3. Just finished, it dropped, of course. It's weird because you go, well, you finished up the season on Netflix, and it's like, well, they kind of just dropped the whole season there. It's odd wording. Let's see. Lord of the we're 3 of the 4 episodes of Lord of the Flies, and as much as I don't like the storyline, I think they're really doing a really good psychological look at the show. You're really getting into each of the characters, and the main characters, they really take a good dive on them. We can see that the character Jack, who's this beautiful blonde boy who was the head of the choir and one of the older kids who thinks he can do everything, and he keeps failing. And but he's kind of like Trump. He fails and then he blames it on somebody else or ignores it completely. And but you can see that it's eating him. It's eating him away at him, because they go, well, the ship came by and you didn't keep the fire going. Why is it my responsibility? Well, because you said you were going to keep the fire going. Well, so that's my responsibility. It's like, oh my God, what is wrong? Just fucking do your job, kind of thing. And it's really, it's much more interesting than the old one, which was just chaos, and it's much more stylized, beautifully shot. Let's see. We watched Back to the Future 3, finishing up. We've been doing like, for some reasons, we've been doing trilogies. So I think I'm like, well, I'd like to do Shrek, but there's 4 of them. I feel I'm that'd be odd. So, but I think that's probably where we're going to go next. But Back to Future 3 was so much better than 2. I hated the fact that 2 was simply, just a segue to get to 3. I mean, it was, there's nothing to it.
That's
And
what
I,
Harry Potter, the last Harry Potter first one felt like.
yeah, well, and I don't, I really hated the whole concept of, Marty McFly is a chicken. He's a yellow-livered,
Oh,
and it's like, I'm sorry, this whole male machismo of, defending your pride, whatever. It does not sail with me. But it's such a much better show. That's without question. And then on, we got some good news on Broadway and some bad news on Broadway. The good news is Just in Time, which is the Bobby Darin show, playing at the Circle and Square, just recouped its money, which is a rarity on Broadway, especially lately. And but then Death Becomes Her will be closing in June. And the problem with, well, the problem going on with Broadway in general right now is that the shows are too expensive. A weekly, a show like Death Becomes Her needs to make $1 million a week. So that's to break even. So and instead of, they didn't do a big recasting when Megan Hilty left. Jennifer stayed, and they brought in Betsy Wolf, who's great, but they're only getting like 70% capacity on a show this good. So I don't know. I don't know what they're. I honestly don't know what they're doing wrong, because they've got a lot of social media. I see it everywhere. So it's the word is out there, and some people are going, well, they catered to too much to the gays when they started it, so it's a turn off to, some people might be turned off to it. And I'm like,
Oh yeah, like
no,
lumberjacks.
that's it's weird because, I mean, it's, first of all, it's Broadway and it's gays and women. That's who goes anyway. But I don't know. I don't know what the reason is, because it's such a good show. I've seen it now probably 6, 7 times, and it's just so entertaining. It's really everything I want musical theater to be. Like, let's say musical theater comedies to be. It's because I'm sure that Shig was, oh my God, Schmigadoon,
Where are you
it,
doing?
yeah, is if you saw that on Apple TV, I'm sure that the Broadway version is just going to be this delightful homage to all the 50s musicals as it was on TV, combined down into 2.5 hours. And but it's going to be fun, and it's going to be entertaining, where, I really enjoyed Hamilton, but it's, it's long and it's dark. I want to laugh. I want to laugh more. So that's why, I mean, because we saw when we went last year, first show was the drag show over at with Alaska, which was just this great little fun musical. And then we saw Death Becomes Her the next day, and it's like, we're having such a good time. And yeah, so it's sad, sad.
It is.
But it does start its tour in September, and Sacramento will be getting it next season. So
Lovely. That will
yeah.
be fun to see. All
Yeah.
right. Well,
Okay.
sounds like you had an entertaining week. Maybe a little trip to Davis.
Oh, well, yeah, for lunch.
Because your husband had a birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, husband. And
Okay.
you got there, and then the wind knocked out the
Well,
power.
yeah, it was weird because the power went out at one point for like a minute and came back on. And fortunately, we had all of our food. So, but what was weird was we were finishing up eating, and then we started looking around, and people had left because they couldn't cook anymore. I mean, you could do certain things. I mean, you could probably make rolls, but you can't. There's no more deep fryers. There's no. It's very
They have to
limited.
have like
Yeah,
sushi.
lighting. Yeah, everything better be raw because. But they can't really. I think they said that after like a half hour, they can't remain open if there's no power. So they had to send us on our way, and which was fine because we had eaten. I'll tell you, I would be very disappointed if I had gone to Makuni's and then been told, "Oh no, you can't eat. We have no power." And then last night we picked up Chinese food from Shanghai Gardens, which
Oh,
is
that's a good
my
place.
favorite Chinese place. So it was a good day of eating.
Now, are they doing dine-in anymore?
Yeah.
I sworn last time that we tried to do something there, they were like only taking takeout orders. But well, that sounds like a fun adventure. Yes, the wind has been quite something lately. Anyway, let's see what we got here. We have my week, and I have done very little other than a few errands here and there, and getting Miss Kaya to the vet so that she could get her Cytopoint injection for her allergies and that type of thing, running around not too much. Doing some spring cleaning on the house, so that's been fun. And then the only things that I've watched are I watched Naked and Afraid seasons 14 through 16 and pretty much nothing else. So my comments on these are one, these seasons, I'm like, God, it's taken so long to get through these seasons and there's not that many shows. Well, then I really like looked closely and these episodes are like 90 minutes long.
Yes.
Some of these people are not worth 90 minutes, so I don't know why we just and there was this one guy on there that it's like an old wilderness guy. He's like, I'm almost 15, and his partner left, and then he was raised conservative Christian, has a conservative Christian family, and then decided that through this he was not only going to come out as being like super pagan, which was kind of neat. But he was also going to come out as bisexual. And I was like, wow, you are just letting it all hang out, sir. But it was very cool. He was a very cool, down-to-earth guy. And so that was fun. And I love it when you get some of these people that surprise you. You're like, oh, they look like they're going to be an asshole. And they turn out to be like really awesome people. But there are some crazy people, and there was this one team that there was a black woman and a black man, and it was the first team that they actually had like two black people on the team, so they kind of made it big a thing about it, but not make a thing about it, if you know what I mean, because this was like 2023. But these two people, oh my God. God, they could not stand each other. They ended up living in separate places out in the jungle. They were just fighting like crazy. And oh my goodness, some of the fights that these people have are so scary. And I'm talking about across multiple episodes, you're just like, what is wrong with these people? And you know they have to vet them to be that crazy. So anyway, I do like the group dynamics more when they do an episode where there's like three or four people. And then there's usually more stuff going on, and it's kind of interesting. They had one of the episodes had the son of the one of the astronauts that blew up in the Challenger when the Challenger blew up. You remember that? And he was one of the astronauts in here, and this was his son, who, by the way, was a very attractive man. And so that was kind of an interesting dynamic until his partner like threw it in his face that he was crying for daddy. It was like, what the fuck? What the fuck, people? Anyway, some of the men who aren't such assholes, those are always nice to see. But my question for these things is, does no one learn? I mean, there are these hardcore fans and these hardcore people who just had love this show and they watch every episode and they just, that's always on in their house and they just want to be there so bad. And yet they go out there and make the same dumb mistakes. Like, do you not cover your, I mean, I would know if I got in that situation. I don't want to be in that situation, by the way. I don't. But you build your fire, you cover your fire so it doesn't rain. When you get wood for the fire, you cover the wood because it's gonna rain. Anyway, so yeah. And then you got of course, the teams with the male machismo, and then the women who either they talk like babies all the time, or they're so shrill that you're like, oh my God, I could not stand this woman for 21 days. And that goes for some of the guys too, that are just they try to dominate like they've got they've got a dick and think they know how to lead everybody. And then of course you have the ones that go out there that are super thin. So you're like, you're on a 21 day fast. They get to day five and they're like, I'm so hungry. I can barely stand up. And I'm like, yeah, you're 120 pounds. What are you doing? And of course, there's the couple people that have brought slingshots as their personal thing, and they never fucking work. Don't bring slingshots. And finally, the people who get on there and cry about how they're doing this because they want their kids to be proud of them. I want my babies to grow up to be proud of me and know that they can do anything. And that's why I left them for 3 weeks so I could come out here and starve, be naked on TV, and cry. So, anyway, those are my takeaways. And I'm looking forward to finishing the next three seasons so I can start watching other things. Because it's starting to get into my dreams. But it's a fun show. All right. The only other thing I'm watching right now is Red Dwarf. And I watch that at night to kind of clear the naked and afraid from my head. And then work has been, we've been, had like one holiday after the other to celebrate. So I'm constantly making graphics and posting social media and doing stuff like that. And also, we just had the NorthCal Eights cycle, and our team really are really showed up. We had some great people working the event and working for our team to raise money for GRS. So I'm just really impressed this year. So awesome. All right, Tom, love it or hate it, Marvel Cinematic Universe.
It was fun for a while, and then it just got too big.
Oh, you never complained about being too big before.
I mean, like Endgame and the one that was before, it's just like these movies don't have to be 3 hours long. They don't have to be all, I mean, it's like, okay, great, they're gonna destroy New York again. Yay. It's I think it's really becoming boring.
Oh, well, I'm very I'm, that makes me sad that you say that. I love the Marvel cinematic universe. I want it to thrive and be
Well, I want it to thrive, but it's
powerful
just.
and yes, but yeah, they when they got into the TV stuff and all that, I loved a lot of the characters, but then they started trying to do, they just, it seemed like for a while that they were just churning shit out to churn shit out.
Yeah.
And that's what got to me because there's so much they, I mean, they did it. When you look at DC, The only one that I think I really loved was the first Wonder Woman movie. The rest of them I liked because I like superhero and action and all that stuff. But none of them stuck with me except for the first Wonder Woman. And yeah, Marvel was the shit. So loved it, but I would like them to kind of pull their shit in, or at least, I mean, I would love for them to have five different shows on Disney that are doing great, but have them do great. Take the time to do the magic that they were doing with the movies. Like even like Arrow. You watched Arrow, right? Not
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not Arrow, Hawkeye. You watched
Yeah.
that one? That one was good. I enjoyed that one. I didn't like the one with Bucky, and it just was like, who cares what you guys are doing? I don't get it. And I love Daredevil. So, there's some good ones out there. Anyway, moving on. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, do you think the Girl Scout cookie model is truly an early lesson in business, or does it blur the line between education and unpaid labor?
Well, it just unfortunate. This is the Girl Scouts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you think about it. I use the example of remember the band at school would always sell candy to get things like
Oh,
uniforms and pay for trips
yeah.
and able to that's how they made money for the band. Well, the same, and that's because the parents don't want to, shell all the bills.
Right.
And then the same thing it's with the Girl Scouts. If they found a tool, a selling tool that actually works for them, and they make a lot of money off it.
That's wonderful.
Is it unpaid? Sure, but when you're when they would come into class going, "Hey, does anybody want a candy bar?" We weren't going, "How dare them not pay you for soliciting this kind?" Shut up. Just shut up.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess the money does go toward the Girl Scout business stuff, but
Hopefully it does, yeah.
hopefully, I mean, not somebody just sitting there, being like a CEO banking all this money off of
And
cookies.
I think we would have heard by now if that were the situation. So,
Probably.
I have no problem with, you want, okay, the nice thing is that it's a volunteer thing. I volunteer to buy cookies because I want to see this company or this organization thrive.
Right. Yeah,
So that's my choice.
I think most of it's online now too. The thing that I don't like is now you have to pre-order. It's like they don't show up at your door with like 10 boxes of cookies and you can buy them all anymore. You have to wait for them, and I don't appreciate that. So, anyway.
Yeah,
Hey,
but the other thing I don't know, the other thing I didn't like was how it became a form for your parents to sell cookies. It wasn't about the Girl Scouts themselves. If you ever worked in an office with somebody who has a kid that's in the Girl Scouts, or when you have multiple kids that are in the Girl Scouts with more than one family. And it's like I remember at VPD where there'd be three or four people selling Girl Scout cookies.
Oh,
And it's like,
yeah.
well, I want to
No,
give Dee
thank
Dee's
you.
kids, to do that. But then, we've got Helen and Sheila and Ruth. They all want their kids. Oh God, I'm gonna have to get a box from each of them, type bullshit. And that's it always felt it felt wrong that we were kind of forced to do this. Because
Yeah.
it is. You start feeling this guilt over, oh, you don't support my kids. Well, they're your kids. You support them. So,
Yeah.
okay.
I'm totally down with that. Okay. Hey, Chubbs. Timothy wants to know, if social media disappeared tomorrow, which industries do you think would collapse overnight and which would actually thrive? Well, I think that TV news and cable news and all that stuff would probably thrive because more people go there to try to find out what's going on. And I think things like all the influencers and stuff would have to go get a job or do GoFundMes. But we'll talk about that. Yeah. That whole influencer thing, thousands and thousands of people just out of work overnight.
Oh well. But it makes me think about what we were talking about last week when somebody had asked a Broadway producer. They said, "So what do you think's going to happen with AI?" And they go, "Well, it's not going to bother us because unless you're doing if you're watching live TV. I mean, live, not TV, you're watching live stage. And so, with the exception of a power outage or a fire, the show will go on. Where I don't know, overnight, that's, but I see, because you're right about the news. I mean, so much of us are going to social media to get news and not the and yeah,
We
that's
don't trust the news anymore.
right. So that's a tough one, but I wouldn't mind seeing less social media.
Yeah, I'm just so irritated with going on, like, I only have two anymore that I pay any attention to. And whenever I go on there, it pushes more ads and accounts that I'm not subscribed to that it wants me to subscribe to rather than the ones that I am subscribed to and want to see. And I get a little tired of seeing stuff that I don't need or want to see in my feed. Thank you very much. But the algorithm knows me well because every other video is a dog rescue or something like that.
Yeah, it's weird. All of a sudden, all my reels on YouTube are guys flexing
Oh,
or guys with their shirts off. Not even guys I would find interesting. And it's like that and funny dog videos. Oh, and the one where it's a Black Family Feud kind of thing. Have you
Oh,
seen
yes, I love
those?
that.
I'll tell you, those are so interesting because you watch that, you watch a few of those, and you're going to see just how much we don't know about the Black community.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons that I love working with Golden Rule Services, because it's like an education and, it's mind-boggling.
Well,
In
they had
black
one.
in black and Hispanic health.
Yeah, they had one where they were saying the question was like name black character black female characters from comics. And I'm like, I was totally blank. They said Storm and I went, okay, there's one. And then
Oh, from comics, gotcha.
comics, yeah. And so but the I hadn't heard of I didn't know who the other ones were. I just didn't know who they were. And they didn't actually know any either. It was the port announcer ends up revealing more of the answers than the contestants ever get. It's not like Family Feud, Steve Harvey, where, we clear the board all the time. I seen them clear the board once. and with all these that I've been
Wow.
watching. But it's really interesting seeing about it's like, wow, I thought I was kind of,
Woken.
well, not just woke.
No,
I am
yeah.
woke, but I figured I was kind of, I knew a lot about pop culture, but maybe I know a lot about white pop culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird, but it's
Yeah.
I find it fascinating and it really interesting. So, but those are what I'm getting on my reels right now. Okay, moving on,
For
moving
me,
on.
it's all left-wing political and shirtless men. Pretty much that's all I get now. Okay,
Okay.
last one here. Hey Chubbs, recently Spirit Airlines closed shop. One displaced employee reached out to influencer James Charles for monetary help via GoFundMe. He responded to the woman in a public video tirade, which was now deleted, calling her names, screaming at her to find another job. If influencers like Charles built their wealth through public support, do they owe anything back to everyday people who are struggling? And thankfully, you sent me
Yeah.
the clip, and actually the people that were talking about the clip I liked, but oh my God, this guy, what a shrew.
Well, no, I mean the way he did it, yes.
That's what I'm talking about. If
But
you don't want to support something like that, to me, just don't.
okay,
Don't
now
respond to
see.
it. Don't talk to it. No, you do not have an obligation to do that.
Okay, I thought what he did was terrific. I
Okay.
didn't like the way he did it, but this is okay. Spirit Airlines closed down, and that same day they're trying to do a GoFundMe. And it's like, okay, I've lost jobs before. I've been in companies that closed down or I've been laid off. And the first thing you do is not set up a GoFundMe, is you go to a goddamn unemployment office and you register to get unemployment. That's the first thing you do. You don't, and I think that's the problem right now, is that instead of solving the problem, everyone's ready to start a GoFundMe. Instead of like, well, maybe you should j start looking for another job. And that's all he was saying. He's going, stop doing this and go look for a job first. If you're 2 months into this and you can't find work, then you think about the GoFundMe, but not day one. That's not what happens when you lose your job. Unemployment first. You register because it's going to take the longest to get that check coming in, and then once you get that done, then you can start utilizing unemployment to find other jobs, to get help with resumes, whatever you need done. But you don't just go, oh my God, I've lost my job. I'm going to start a GoFundMe for $14,000.
Well, you didn't start a GoFundMe because they didn't have that back then.
Oh yeah, they did.
Really?
Yeah, didn't they have GoFundMes back what, 6 years ago when I lost my job at VPD?
I was entire You were talking about early.
I'm talking about when I've lost my job. I
Okay.
didn't go start a GoFundMe. I went to unemployment.
Well, you also had a husband that was doing quite.
No, that's not the point here.
Yeah, that you don't know her situation.
Well, I know her situation is she wants somebody to come rescue her instead of fucking getting a new job.
Well, since we don't know her situation, we don't
Well,
know whether
then
she has
okay, then
six
we
kids
shouldn't.
on
But
oxygen
that's not what we're
ventilators
t
and,
that's not what this is all about. It's whether or not the influencer should have to pay money to her because
Oh, I didn't
she.
get that at all.
Oh,
It
wait,
wasn't
it's the last
getting
part
the
of it.
money.
Read the end.
Influencer James for monetary help. Okay. So, in that respect, again, no, they don't. You don't. Nobody owes anything like that to anybody. So,
Right.
that's the bottom line if you're asking that. How he reacted and how he did it is ridiculous. However, I will say if he did that, when he did that, that does bring recognition to her and for people that are going to be pissed off at the way he treated her will probably donate.
Right. Or it's going to make people go, yeah, why is she the day one?
You know,
Pay my bills.
some people do what they need to do to make the money.
I get it. We see that. It's very common all the time around here anymore. It's I get that, but still, it's just I don't know. For me, it's like I said, if we're 2 months down the line and you can't find work at all, and your unemployment's not helping to pay your bills, then you start looking for something like that. But that should not be day one. That's what I need to do. I need to start that GoFundMe now.
Well, I'm going to put one other caveat on this before we close it out.
Okay.
Usually, things like that that happen on that are posted on day one end up being fake, just trying to raise money off of somebody else's tragedies.
Sure.
So I think it was probably something that was fake. But
Okay.
anyway, that's just a
I would hope
caveat to
so.
it.
I would hope so. I just
Yeah.
think, just
Because
it's just
when there's like some tragic shooting or something that goes on, there's
right.
five accounts that pop up, and it's usually somebody gets grifting off of it.
Sure.
So anyway, I remember Miami Vice.
I remember enjoying it, at least for like the beginning. And what was nice about it was that it was very stylized television at a time where everything was, Perry Mason and Columbo. And this was the guys were good looking, they dressed well, they were kind of cool.
Yeah, they set fashion trends.
Yeah,
So
and I'm sure that if you look back at it, back at the shows now, they're just as common and ordinary as a tracker would be as far as storyline goes.
yeah.
It's the same thing, but what made the difference was the style of the show.
What
It
was
had
her
a
name?
really, the
Crockett
music was really
Tubbs?
good, the casting was good, the costuming was good, the cinematography, it kind of took us in a different direction on television.
Absolutely. Cool. And where are we now? Okay. Yeah, I don't have much else to add. I mean, yeah. Okay, it's time for what's in your lunchbox, and we have
He's freezing a lot.
Mr.
What is?
Moose. Mr. Moose. Let me pull up my notes since Trello's still not working. All right, so Mr. Moose wrote in and said, wanted to get rid of some ingredients, so baked a pan of sausage balls. And then we have these spread out so they look like sausage biscuits. Oh well, there's Italian seasoning in there for a kick of flavor. Hey. Hello, welcome back. All right, so as I was saying, Moose's balls spread out. Oh, and so they look like sausage biscuits. Oh well.
Oh, that's where we're at. Okay.
Okay, there's Italian seasoning in there for a kick of flavor along with hot sausage.
So there's some meatballs.
sausage balls. So yeah. I don't mind that they spread out. I would eat those balls. They look really good. And then another turkey and bacon sandwich with Swiss cheese and bacon jam. I would try your bacon jam.
On toast, by the way.
I'm dubious about it, but yeah.
That looks good. I would cut the cheese. Oh, that's funny. But I would, other than that, that looks good. For some reason, I don't like cold cheese on sandwiches. If it's not melted, I don't want it. But yeah, that looks good.
Then we have Mr. Michael Sage sent in a video, and he said, or not a video, but a photo, and said, Carnitas bitch. So I'm assuming he was calling me a bitch and not saying that it was Carnitas bitch, because I don't think that's a dish. But anyway, those are some lovely carnitas.
It is.
Very, very authentic-ish looking.
Well, and I love the pickled onions on top. Even
Yeah.
though I'm not a fan of pickled onions
Me
per
neither.
se,
Yeah.
I love the way they look on food.
Yes. They're beautiful, and then you pick them off, and then they're
Yeah,
delicious.
and fling them at the dog.
Oh, okay. And then finally, Tom has a photo as well.
Yeah, this was so just some we had made up a basically like a deconstructed pot pie thing. So it was and just noodles and sauce and stuff. It was yummy. It was very yummy.
Yes, it looks like it was.
I
Okay.
just need better lighting.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my problem too, for anybody that watches the video. All right. Hey, see what's in our lunchbox, and
Well, if they are watching the
soon.
video, they should leave us a like and subscribe, and also down below, let us know who's watching.
That's
We'd love
right.
to know.
We would love to know. And see what's in it's in our lunchbox at facebook.com/chubsgonewild. Email us things for the show at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. Find my other projects over at justkissguy.com. And well, Tom already told you, like and subscribe. Let us know you're there. We'd love to know. All right, before this goes off again, we'll go ahead and close this down. So thank you for calling. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.